Chapter 13. A Plan. Ellie returned an hour later with the tape recorder and microphone. "Now, here's what I want you to do," I said to Raoul. "We're going to attach this microphone and tape recorder to the inside of your jacket. Just remember to stay close to Christian's while he's speaking." Then Raoul rang Christian's and arranged to see him at his house. "I just want to talk about something," said Raoul cheerfully. When he got to Christian's house, Raoul was going to tell him that he wanted more money for playing badly. "We all hoped that Christian's would talk, say something about what he was doing, while Raoul taped him. It was very dangerous for Raoul. But if it worked, it would give us the evidence we needed."
"I'll go with Raoul," said Ellie. "I'll wait nearby."
After the interview with Christian's, Ellie could also make sure that Raoul didn't get hurt. She had brought some jeans and a blouse, and she now changed from her policewoman's uniform. "Oh," I added, "and what about the pills? Did you find out anything?"
"Yes, the police did find some pills in Max's room," she said. "They were called Lanoxin. They were bought from a chemist in The Hague 2 weeks ago. The full bottle was 60 pills, and you have to take just one a day. There were about 30 left when they found them."
Lanoxin. Lanoxin. I knew that name from somewhere, but right now I couldn't remember where. Ellie and Raoul left. It was time for me to go and see Ronnie at Cantor's. I took a taxi to the Cantor's office. When I got there, Ronnie was sitting at his computer, exactly as I had seen him yesterday. It was like he never went home. He had a computer printout of the information I needed. I looked at the printout. It was very interesting reading. There were, as I had thought, regular bets against Rotterdam over the past year made by the Amsterdam connection. There was also a large bet on Barcelona to win Wednesday's match. The Amsterdam connection had done it again. However, a far larger amount of money was on the Rotterdam-Ajax match, taking place the next day. I put the computer printout in an envelope and posted it to my hotel with my name on it. That way, whatever happened, it would arrive at the hotel tomorrow. I went back to the hotel to wait for Ellie and Raoul to come back. I ordered some tea from room service and waited. I drank my tea. An hour went by. Then 2 hours. As time went on, I became more and more worried. Where were they? We had arranged to meet back at the hotel as soon as they had the tape with the evidence on it. I tried to read, then watch TV, but I couldn't. My mind filled up with terrible ideas of what had happened to them. I lay on my bed and tried to relax. The name of Max's pills came into my head again. Lanoxin.
Yes, that was it. Lanoxin contains digoxin, a powerful heart drug which can kill you if you take too much of it. I had first heard about Lanoxin during a story in London. A doctor had killed his wife using it. It's perfect for killing someone because digoxin can't be found in the body after about 12 hours. Perhaps someone had made Max take a lot of Lanoxin pills and killed him that way. Perhaps Bert was right after all. Perhaps Max had been dead before someone knifed him in the pipe. Then, finally, at about 7 o'clock, there was a knock at the door. Thank God, I thought. I jumped up and opened it, expecting to see Ellie and Raoul. Suddenly, I was pushed back into the room. A tall man in a black suit moved quickly through the door and put his hand over my mouth. It was the same man who had attacked me outside the hotel 3 days ago. The same dark hair and clear blue eyes.
Christians? I asked.
Keep quiet, he said into my ear, or I'll kill you. I took that as a yes.